Pleasure filling in today for Paul W. Smith on Focus on JR. We covered a lot of ground today live here at the Detroit Economic Club lunch meeting at Masonic Temple. And let's talk U.S.-Canadian relations now when we welcome Colin Bird, Consul General of Canada in Detroit, to our WJR microphone today. Colin, great to see you, to meet you. And boy, relations have been in the news for sure between our country and Canada, driven by, you know, President Trump, tariffs, and you know, big picture view from you.
Sure. Well, first, it's great to be here with you, Dave, and just here at the Detroit Economic Club with so many leaders who are making the city the comeback story of the decade. And that means a lot to Canadians because Detroit is so tightly connected in with Canadian business, with cross-border families. So seeing the comeback here in Detroit has been one of the privileges of my time as Consul General here in Detroit. But big picture, you know, look, it has not been as bad as it looked a year ago. 85% of our trade is still crossing the border tariff-free. We are actually having conversations across this border, particularly in the Detroit-Windsor corridor, that I think are actually helping to bring our two communities here together. But there's no question that the challenges on the tariff front, some of the conversations about not needing Canada, you know, here in Michigan, I hear a completely different story.
Well, you're our largest trading partner for sure, and that cross border travel is critical to the moving of goods.
If you listen to Michigan business, and I talk to Michigan business all the time, this is a central relationship for prosperity here in Michigan. And if you talk to the, you know, when the governor says saying no to Canada is saying yes to China, she's not doing that just because Michigan is a great neighbor for Canada. She's doing it because she's hearing from Michigan business about the dangers of putting a tariff wall down the middle of the Great Lakes and separating out 120 years of coming together to try to outcompete the world across this border. And we need to be focused on that. So the good news is, thanks to a lot of advocacy from Michigan business, we haven't seen those across-the-board tariffs on Canada. But for certain sectors, and certainly on the manufacturing side, we are seeing a hit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was talking to a Michigan auto manufacturer recently who was saying, you know, look, we're eating the tariffs now, but my profits last year were $40 million. My tariff hit this year is going to be $60 million. It isn't sustainable. We need to get back to a place where we're doing business together so that we can outcompete with China.
So whatever the rhetoric is on the ground, you're continuing to do the work, relation building, all of those things, right? That maintain good working relationships.
Yeah. No. My prime minister put out a new auto strategy for Canada today. I'm pleased to see that it's really a doubling down on making the Canadian part of our integrated auto sector perform well and be supportive of the entire North American auto industry, because we need each other, frankly. Mm-hmm. There's 700 Canadian companies plus in the auto supply sector that feed into manufacturing here in Michigan. And always choose, frankly, Michigan as their preferred destination for investment and engagement and providing jobs in the U.S. If we start to tax cross-border business more significantly, and we are going into a review of the trade agreement very shortly, if we get rid of that freedom of movement across this border, it is this region that is hurt the most.
Well, and we're running out of time, but must mention the Gordie Howe Bridge, though, and, you know, the Canadian role in seeing that has been built in the first place and the importance of that as part of this ongoing relationship between our two countries as well.
I'm glad you mentioned the financing role that Canada has played in making this bridge happen. It is, I think, a huge testimony to a re-engagement and reinvestment in our shared infrastructure here in the Midwest. It's also being played out throughout our binational economic region that we have underinvested in infrastructure for way too long. But we have turned the corner on that. We are making the Great Lakes region an attractive place for investment. We can't let policies from outside the region change the secret sauce that we've developed here. I'm so proud of what that bridge is going to mean for both sides of the river, what it's going to mean for business. So it's a 100-year investment, right? And its opening is so close, I can taste it, but I don't have a date to announce.
Well, I wish we did. But coming soon, we hope.
Coming very soon.
Yeah. Colin, thank you so much. Colin Bird is the Consul General of Canada in Detroit. Important on-the-ground work is going to continue in the weeks and months ahead, to be sure. So we look forward to that and the continued engagement as well. So thank you for your time here today.
Let's keep this Michigan-Canada partnership going. Thank you so much, Dave.
Excellent. Thank you. Colin Bird joining us on Focus on WJR. It has been a real pleasure sitting in again. Thanks to the team here, Mike Parsons and the team, Dave and Kyle as well here at Masonic Temple. It has been an honor and a privilege to fill in for Paul W. Smith today on Focus on JR. Ryan Ermani is next on JR, JR Afternoon. But first, the news on this Thursday afternoon in Detroit.